Small-town writers and poets, as well as a few Kalamazoo locals, are having a reading Monday night at the Kalamazoo Public Library. As WMUK's Lorraine Caron reports, Shelbyville resident Amy Newday is one of six poets taking part and sharing poems.
Red-winged and loud, my field this morning suddenly full of them, clinging to mullein stalks and singing from the snow-battered stems of field grass, the gray skeletons of poke. Every way I look, there is no escape from blackbirds, shaking the air with their sirens, flashing their wing bars like warnings. Get ready your heart. Here comes spring.
That's Amy Newday's most recent poem, called I Ask for a Poem But Got Blackbirds. Newday says she wrote her first poem as a young child.
My folks are dairy farmers, and when I was 7, I was allowed to choose a calf to be my very own pet cow. And I was so in love with this calf that I just wrote this poem for her.
Oh.
And then I had to read it to my whole family, and they were, you know, excited that I'd written this poem. But that process of creation was, it was somehow ecstatic.
But now Newday says writing poetry is also somewhat scary for her.
For me, it's always entering the unknown in some way, or questioning myself, or questioning reality, or I'm almost never just recording something that I already know. It's about trying to figure out what this life is about in some level, and that's hard.
Friends of Poetry's Elizabeth Kurlikowski is one of the organizers of Monday's reading, called Out of Town and Gown. It features three poets from the Kalamazoo area and three more from farther afield. Besides Shelbyville, the out-of-town poets come from Middleville and Delton. As a poet herself, Kurlikowski sometimes compares poets to comedians.
We say things that other people think but don't say, and people love to identify their own thoughts said through someone else because it's comforting to know your thoughts are not that weird and that other people think that way. Or you may be led to see something in a new light.
Amy Newday says sharing poetry with an audience or other writers is a crucial part of the entire process for her.
That's one of the things about the writing life. It is a solitary activity, but then once you've done that sort of internal processing and initial work, there's this impulse to want to share it with someone else and get their feedback. And then that encourages you, at least it encourages me, to go back inside, go back into that solitary space and dig a little deeper.
Newday works in the Writing Center at Kalamazoo College. It's a place for student and faculty writers to share and learn from one another.
The thing I love about teaching is that I get to pose questions to my students that I don't know the answers to.
She adds that because everyone's creative process is different, teaching keeps her on her toes.
Because what I think is, to help another person enter their own creative process, I can't just tell them what I know. My relationship with my own creativity, it's not a template necessarily,
right,
for someone else.
It can't be. Yeah.
So the best thing I can do is pose them questions that are going to help them enter their own relationship with their creativity.
The Friends of Poetry reading, titled Out of Town and Gown, begins Monday evening at 7 in the Van Dusen Room on the third floor of the central branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library. For WMUK, I'm Lorraine Caron.